Virginia Alvino, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Sean.
Open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act started October 1st for the exchanges, I should say, and it's obviously been a rocky rollout so far. Meanwhile, in Fort Wayne, we actually just had an enrollment center open not too long ago. There are four certified navigators there, and they're supposed to basically help people get enrolled in these programs. Bring us up to speed, if you can, about how they're doing at the enrollment center now.
Yes, it has been a very rocky road so far. People have been very frustrated, but they're not giving up on it yet. We're just now starting to see something happen. The system was so slow on October 1st that the enrollment center literally told me they didn't even bother trying at that time. They haven't actually enrolled anyone yet because first you have to apply. So they're helping people apply by phone. That's step one. Let's hear from Nina Brown. She does their outreach at the center.
You're kind of at a standstill as of right now because you have a huge part of the application process running right now, and the more complicated part we're not at yet.
She says once we're at that stage in the game with the website up, people can see the plans, and then the center can step in and help people work through those plans, which really is the most complicated part of all of this.
So what's the turnout been like at the enrollment center so far? What kind of people are showing up?
Yeah, so they have got a lot of phone calls, people asking what's going on. Once they realize they can do this first step of applying over the phone at home, they pretty much do that. They have seen a number of appointments come in, and it's a mix. A lot more families than individuals, a lot of older folks, and a lot of people well below the poverty line.
And the people that have come in, what has their experience been like at the enrollment center? Was it worthwhile for them to go, and have they seen any success there?
I mean, again, we are still stuck at step one. The one perk of going into the enrollment center, they do have a direct line, so there's no initial wait time when you call. But some people think the enrollment center can do a lot more than they can actually do or pull some strings. But they're strictly the middleman. But I did sit in on a few of the phone calls, and I was kind of shocked how they went.
Well, what did you see?
Inconsistency was the big thing. Success of calling in your application really depends on who you end up randomly getting on the other line. One woman called and got someone who was really incredibly unprepared. It was just such a mess. The applicant was a 53-year-old woman well below the poverty line. She'd never had insurance in her life. She calls and wasn't even able to get through with the marketplace process because of her low income. She was told, apply for the Healthy Indiana plan. So now we've heard a lot of folks nationwide applying for the marketplace end up getting redirected towards Medicaid. So this is what the navigator told the applicant after that call, based on her own experience.
That was the same situation I was in. They said I qualified for HIP, but they were not going to offer it to me because Indiana did not expand that part of the Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now we have to take you to the next step where we apply online. And I can help you with that.
Yeah, because I know nothing about the computer doing that stuff.
We can do that. I can do that.
Okay.
So her last resort is traditional Medicaid, but she's already applied for it and been rejected for it twice. So there's a lot of folks who are ending up lost in the system because they fall into this weird gap space. The enrollment center says that's not actually a rare occurrence.
Well, are they seeing success? Is that kind of a roadblock always the case when folks look for help?
Well, I sat in on another appointment that went great. The woman knew what she needed. She came in prepared, and she was in and out in 15 minutes. She said, oh, that's it. That was so easy. You know, she was really happy, but when she'll be receiving information about potential qualification and plans, that's a different story.
Well, it looks like we're just about out of time here. We're going to have to leave it there. But Virginia Alvino, thanks so much for looking into this for us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.